Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:21. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. We've seen an alarming increase, and we have spoken about that as well, of the threats to Jews and Israeli communities outside of Israel. The FBI has warned elevated threat to Jewish and Israeli communities. That was, of course, after the Molotov in Colorado, the embassy shootings, and a host of others. What does this mean practically in the United States? Well, Dr. Michael Barak is a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Certainly, this doesn't come as a surprise in terms of the calls for a globalized intifada. We've seen the increase in rhetoric. We've seen behavior at colleges across the U.S. But somehow there seems to be a shift or an upgrade or an uptick of the level of violence. Would you agree with that? Would you agree that there's been a turning point?
Yeah, I think definitely I'm agree to that. And I'm very concerned about this autism in many parts of the West world. We can actually identify six main reasons for this. So, of course, the conflict between Israel to the Palestinians, the war in Gaza, is increasing the tension in the West. We see that in the West, as if we are speaking about United States or Australia, we see that some people from the left side, from immigrants community, Muslims who are being identified with the Muslim Brotherhood, or they are have aid to the Western culture, they identify the Jews as supporters of Israel, and that's why this is a one factor why they act against Jews. A second factor reason is the traditional anti-Semitism in the West and the far right in the West. So we know all this nonsense about the conspiracy theorists that claim that Jews wants to control the world, global control of in the economy, in governments. So this is a second reason. A third reason for the increasing of those violence in the West is the influence of the social media networks.
Mm.
We know that the companies who run the social media networks, they want to make money, they want to have more traffic. So they have a special algorithm that is echo the narratives of some radical groups. For example, if I was exposed to hate speech against Jews, I will continue to see that because the algorithm is doing that. So actually those communities that they are radical ones, they are found inside echo chambers. So we can find echo chambers, and they are like echo those radical narratives against Jews. So actually there are also many digital platforms that we can find those radicals ones. For example, Discord, closed groups also in Facebook, and etc. Another reason for this violence is also the polarization inside the American society. We see that there is people from the left, from the right, they fight each other, right against left, liberals against conservatives. And the social media networks is a platform to emphasize and to accelerate this hate speech between these two groups about the Jews. So the Jews, for example, the far right perceive the Jews as a cosmopolitical elite that is also trying to control the world and to move the United States government to support Israel, while the left camp is portraying or framing the war in Gaza as this is an opportunity for them to portray Israel as a representative of colonialism, racism, oppression, etc. And the fifth reason is also the immigrants in the United States that who come mainly from the Muslim world, and we have to remember that those immigrants were not exposed to a moderate narratives on Israel and the Jews in the Arab states. If you're speaking about, for example, Sudan, Egypt, Qatar, for example, those immigrants, from young age, they perceived anti-Israeli education, and they bring that with them to United States. So when the war in Gaza is giving them an opportunity to increase the hate speech, and also attacks like was in Colorado, the Egyptian guy who attacked Israelis
And the last reason
is that there is a short memory in history. People don't remember anymore in the West what it was the Jewish Holocaust. There is also efforts of delegitimization of the Holocaust by local actors like Muslim Brotherhood, by external actors like Iran, far right. This combination of these six factors is a combination of disasters. I think that there should be the governments in the West, not only there, but they should wake up and collaborate with the Jewish community and other communities to emphasize the threat or the danger of forgetting the Jewish Holocaust and to fight against radical speech. Mm-hmm. Right now, we see that the politicians in the United States, they are not doing enough to cope with this phenomenon.
Why is that? Because there does seem to be an element of fear, almost as though the center or center right has been bullied into being a little bit nervous to take action against anyone who's perceived to be of compromised in some way, and that seems to have shut down, almost crippled law enforcement, politicians, resulting in this. What's your thought on that?
As you mentioned, politicians in the United States, again, I'm not familiar with all of their activity, but in my opinion, they are not doing enough because of, and many also in West Europe, by the way, they are not doing enough because if we're speaking on the left parties in the United States, they are interested in the Muslim voice. So if now they will arrest some Muslims who incite against Jews, this can damage their reputation and their electoral chance to win. So I think it's concerns to politics. But again, we have some. We have to remember that the young. I'm more fear about concerned about the young generation in the United States. Those who was educated in the American campuses, exposed to Edward Said ideology. And they're supposed to be the next leaders of United States. So the next leadership in United States can be very hostile also to Israel and also to Jews. This is something that Donald Trump, fortunately, is taking measures to cope with that. And I think the education is extremely important. So what Donald Trump is doing now in the universities, it can maybe, I don't know if it can prevent in 100%. The radicalization process, but it can minimize and diminish these phenomena, because the West must wake. United States has to wake up. I think that Donald Trump is concerned also about the radical Islam that is increasing in the United States, and that's why we see that he is taking more measures to cope with that, like preventing from specific states, Muslim from specific states to get inside United States. Depends what will be the next leader in United States will do. If he will be more liberal or moderate.
Or if it continues to reverse us. We do need to leave it there. We do need to go to news headlines. Thank you, as always, Dr. Michael Barak. He is a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism.